Good morning to each one. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for this morning and this day. I pray that you would give me peace about what you have given me to share, and I pray that you would bless the rest of the service, give Leonard much grace to speak with us, and I pray that each of us could have open hearts to hear what you would want us to hear. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Does anyone know what happened on December 14, 1911? I think that was 1914. No.
Sounds like World War I.
That's 1914. It was the date when Roald Amundsen arrived at the South Pole. The first person to ever have accomplished it. So I want to tell a little bit of the story of the race for the South Pole between Scott and Roald and see if we can get some lessons from it. Roald was a Norwegian who had grown up in the Arctic and had explored all over the world. He was the first man to sail through the Northwest Passage, I think it's called, up through the Canadian islands and out to the Pacific. And he had also been to Antarctica before. He had sailed, I think it may have been the whole way around Antarctica. Anyway, they got stuck there for a whole year. They got frozen in the ice. And most of the crew was about going insane, but he was using his time to study travel techniques in the Arctic and studying diet and clothing and testing different things and learning everything he could about the Antarctic. And so that was in a little before 1900. And then he had the vision to go to the North Pole. That was his goal. But just before he set out for the North Pole, he heard the news that someone else had gotten there before him. And so he decided to go for the South Pole. And Scott was also going for the South Pole at the same time. So there was a race to see who could get there first. And so in 1909, Roald set sail for Antarctica. And he had everything to the detail planned out. He knew everything of what he was going to do. One detail that just fascinated me. He had a whole library of 3,000 books along on his voyage to keep the morale of his crew up. He had everything thought out. There was nothing he didn't think about. So he got there and for a whole year was preparing, setting out cages of food along the way and setting up his home base. And then in October of 1911, he made his trip for the South Pole and arrived on December 14. And Scott, I didn't find as much information on Scott, but he was just very ill-prepared. He had these motorized tractor-type equipment that he was going to take to haul his sleds. I forgot to mention, Roald had dogs, which is obviously the best option for Arctic travel in that day. Scott, he had these tractors and also ponies. And very shortly into the trip, his motorized equipment gave out and he abandoned them. And then he went on with his ponies, but that didn't last long either, and he had to shoot all of his ponies. So then he was down to manpower to pull his sleds. And so it took him way longer than it should have, obviously, pulling by hand. But he made it. he made it the whole way to the South Pole in January 17, I believe. So each of us are on a path headed somewhere in life. We aren't stagnant. We don't stay at one place. We're moving, and we're going places. So I'd like each of us to stop and think about where you are going in life. Do we have a solid vision for the many aspects of life that we are faced with? So we're going to look at a biblical account of two men that have similarities to the stories I told at the beginning. And then we'll discuss two different ways that I believe we can ensure we can have a solid vision for our life. So we're not going to read the account. We'll just think about Abraham and Lot for a little bit. Abraham and Lot both had the same goal and the same vision in life, and that was to serve God. And they both succeeded. Abraham is in the faith chapter. He was called the friend of God. There's no question that he was a righteous man. But Lot, God called Lot a righteous man as well. So he was successful as well. But whose life do we want to pattern our lives after? There's no question who we want to be like. Lot lost everything. In the end, he had nothing. Everything that he valued, he lost. His family was a disaster. And Abraham's family was as many as the stars on the seashore. And I didn't finish the story in the beginning. So Roald made it to the South Pole, spent a couple days there, planted his Norwegian flag and took some pictures by it, and then he headed home. And 2 months later, sometime in February, he arrived back at his home base and sailed all over the world proclaiming his victory. Scott arrived in January, on January 17, and also headed back. But the Antarctic summer is the opposite, so that's why they went in the winter, our winter. It was summer there. But it took him so long that he ended up in the winter and got caught in a blizzard, and every single one of his team died. And so they were both successful in their original mission, and yet we all would want to be along on the road mission. No one would have wanted to go with Scott because he ultimately failed. And the same with Lot and Abraham. They both succeeded in living righteous lives, and yet ultimately Lot failed in his life. So two ways that I believe that we can ensure we have a solid vision and foundation for our lives. And the one is obviously the scriptures. Turn with me to Psalm 19, verse 7. Psalm 19, verse 7 through 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Then I'm going to read some other scriptures. You don't have to turn there. Psalm 37, 30, and 31. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. Then Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. And verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. In verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And then Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So we all know the word of God is our light and our lamp and our solid foundation. But we have to be in it. We have to know it. We have to learn what it says. We have to have it in our hearts if it's going to lead us and guide us. The other way, I think we can observe other people. Observe faithful men and women around us who have gone through trials and difficulties in life and they've remained faithful. They've come out victorious every time. It tells you something. We have so many examples of men who did not do that. They went through the trials of life and it made them bitter and they gave up. But there's so many men who have been faithful through the trials and through the difficult things, and we can look at their lives and learn from them and study them and see how they did it. So there are many areas where in our life that we need to have a vision and a solid foundation and know where we're going in life. I'm just going to point out one to us this morning that faces us daily, and that is digital technology. It's all around us. It faces us all the time, and we have to know where we're going with it if we don't want it to take from our vision of drawing closer to God, of training our families in righteousness. It has the tendency to draw us away from God and away from our families and hinder relationships. So I want to encourage you in that. We heard a message on Friday of Bible school by Ben Bergen that I would encourage all of you to listen to on technology and hear what he has to say and do it. So to wrap this up, each of us are headed somewhere. We're not sticking at one place. Are we going to be like Scott and Lot, or are we going to be like Roald and Abraham? I believe the best way to ensure that we end our lives as Abraham and Roald is to be founded upon the Word of God and to observe faithful men around us who have succeeded in life. God bless you all.